Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A big part of the problem for the military in treating PTSD is actually getting soldiers to seek help. It's something we talked to Sergeant Chuck Luther about on this program in 2010.
We've come leaps and bounds on how we handle this, how we identify it, and how we recognize it. And the first hurdle they've had to face is removing the stigma from the past 50-plus years of are you weak or not if you ask for help. So I think they're learning things about it every day as we go.
And one of the things they're learning is that soldiers don't like to be labeled as having a disorder. So the American Psychiatric Association is meeting this week, and they may take that word out of the diagnosis. The military already refers to it as PTS, no D, and others have suggested the name PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury. Joining us now, Scott Swain, the Director of Veteran Services at Valley Cities Counseling in Washington State, and Naveed Ali Shah, a veteran who's recently sought treatment for PTSD. And Naveed, I wonder, is the D really that stigmatizing that a soldier would be reluctant to get treatment because of that word?
I don't think the D is that stigmatizing. That if we dropped it, it would make such a huge difference. Maybe among a very small segment of soldiers or people, it might make a difference, but the majority of soldiers, it would still be a psychiatric diagnosis that would still label them, no matter what the label is.
And so, Scott, what is the justification or the evidence that we have that makes the American Psychiatric Association think that it might help to remove disorder from this diagnosis?
Well, the way people look at it, I mean, words matter. You know, who wants to be labeled with a disorder when this is something that this trauma happened to you during something that was part of your regular duties as a soldier? It's so acceptable to be said that you have an injury and whatever happens to you, but the label that sits on you with a disorder is so much more powerful.
And so, Naveed, you actually recently sought treatment for PTSD.
Yes.
Did the diagnosis itself bother you?
It did. Really did. It took some time for me to sit down and say that, you know, maybe this is really happening, because I've been out of the Army for about 2 years now, and I was definitely in denial until I was finally sat down with someone at the Department of Veterans Affairs and got the diagnosis.
And once you got the diagnosis, how easy was it for you to get treated?
Seeking treatment is still a work in progress with the Department of Veterans Affairs. But I'm working on it with them and trying to set up appointments. The toughest part about the diagnosis was, having to realize the realization that this is something that's very real and that's something that's really happening and learning how to cope with it. Internally.
So, Scott, if Naveed's experience is similar to the experience of other soldiers, that just having to cope with having a diagnosis that deals with mental health, if that's relatively common, how do we, I mean, besides just removing disorder, is there other ways to help soldiers accept that?
Well, we need to normalize the fact that these kind of things happen in life. Mental illness is part of life at large. What's sitting on your shoulders, controls a lot of the things that we do, and we don't really recognize that, mental illness and some of the things that happen to us as a result of life and trauma and service in the military can impact us very powerful in a lot of different ways. There's lots of ways in the community can help that, we can work together with the VA and coordinate services better. There's so many things that we can do better that I think would make a huge difference for anyone seeking help. If you walk into a room and say, who has a mental health disorder or who has depression, not many people are going to raise their hand. But if someone says that who has an injury, there's going to be a different amount of hands go up. So, I mean, it sounds simple, but it's so powerful is how that impacts us.
Scott Swain is an Air Force veteran himself and Director of Veteran Services at Valley Cities Counseling. Scott, of all the many things, I mean, you just heard Naveed talking about how he's having difficulty making an appointment to get treatment. Of all the difficulties related to treating PTSD and the huge number of soldiers who seem to be getting this diagnosis, why start here with the name of it?
Well, I don't think it's a I don't think it's a huge place to start, honestly. But when you're dealing with something as big and powerful as the post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis within the VA and with the mental health community, to them, that's a really huge thing to do. I think to the rest of us, it's kind of doesn't make as much difference. I'd much rather them focus on, you know, anybody that walks in that door gets treatment immediately and good treatment.
Naveed Ali Shah, a veteran, recently sought treatment for PTSD. And Naveed, did you actually share that? Did you talk about that with your other friends from the service?
A few of my close friends I shared that with.
And their response?
Their response has been largely very similar to mine. You know, seeking treatment is from the VA is a difficult and long process. You know, it can take 2 to 6 weeks just from the initial consultation to actually sitting down with a counselor. So, you know, it's something that you can't give up on yet. Once you get the diagnosis, you have to continue to follow up with the Department of Veterans Affairs to make sure you get the treatment that you need as well.
You mean it's difficult even to get an appointment with a doctor?
Right.
And did they give you, when you, in all your attempts to get an appointment to go further with your treatment, have they explained why it's so difficult?
You know, I think they're just overwhelmed right now. I go to the D.C. VA Medical Center, and they, you know, they have me go to a briefing, you know, with 15 or 20 other veterans, and then from there to make an appointment, I have to go to another briefing. So it's a long process. I think because they don't have the proper staff for this kind of thing.
But does it interfere? I mean, having PTSD, does that interfere with your ability to transact the business you need to do every day?
It definitely had an effect, you know, on my work and school life as well as my family. So that's the initial reason why I sought treatment. So, yeah.
Naveed Ali Shah, veteran of Iraq, recently sought treatment for PTSD. And then Scott Swain, director of veteran services at Valley Cities Counseling, contractor for the Washington Department of Veteran Affairs War Trauma and PTSD program, and an Air Force veteran himself. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We'd love to get your take on this. Do you think removing the D, the disorder, from this diagnosis of PTSD would actually remove some of the stigma? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.